You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, Raider Nation? Matt Holder from Silver and Black Pride here, bringing you another Friday podcast. It's going to be a shorter one this week. We are in the dog days of summer, and not much is going on in Raiderland, or across the league for that matter. But we'll still go over all the stories, because you've got a fever, and the only prescription is more Raiders news. Alright, let's get to it! I'll kick things off with a story that's not technically about the Raiders, since Carl Nassib isn't on the team anymore and is currently a free agent, but Nassib launched another fundraiser for the Trevor Project. For those who don't remember, the Trevor Project is a not-for-profit organization that is dedicated to suicide prevention and mental health awareness for LGBTQ youth, and when Nassib came out last summer, he simultaneously donated $100,000 to the Trevor Project. Now, the former Raiders defensive end has launched a campaign where he'll match every donation to the organization up to another $100,000. So, that means every dollar you donate to the Trevor Project not only goes to a great cause, but also instantly doubles in value, and if you'd like to get involved, head over to thetrevorproject.org and help a Raiders family member do some good in this world. As we say, once a Raider, always a Raider, so it's time to live up to that saying. Keeping the momentum rolling with former players doing some good deeds, former Raiders fullback and current Miami Dolphin Alec Ingold recently went back to Las Vegas to team up with punter AJ Cole and former linebacker Rod Martin for the 2022 Alec Ingold Youth Football Summit. The camp played host to 100 children in foster care, where the kids were able to do some football drills, hear some inspirational speeches, and get a nice dinner and several gifts. In case you didn't know, Ingold was adopted as a small child, and working with foster children has become a passion of his since he entered the league, and it's pretty awesome to see him continue to serve the Las Vegas community, even though he won't be donning the silver and black anymore. One of my favorite parts about this time of year is you get to see and hear about players giving back to the community and doing good deeds, so let's keep that momentum going with Jonathan Abram. Abram and his foundation, Jonathan's Journey for Better, teamed up with Sleep in Heavenly Place to give 3 beds, sheets, and pillows to a Las Vegas family in need. But what makes this story so special and unique is the safety actually built the beds himself. Basically, they went from having no beds to being able to sleep here tonight, Abram said. It's been amazing. I was glad to see the family smiling and happy. They were really grateful for their new beds and everything. Another awesome deed by an awesome dude, and something that Raider fans can really be proud of. On a related note, the 3rd annual Battle for Vegas charity softball game is coming up on July 18th. For those that don't know, Battle for Vegas pits players from the Raiders against players from the NHL's Golden Knights against each other in a softball game, obviously, and all proceeds go to the Vegas Golden Knights Foundation, which supports local nonprofits, communities in schools in Nevada, an organization that empowers kids to stay in school and achieve life goals by bringing community resources to them, and Maxim Hope Foundation, which supports families navigating the devastating financial and emotional challenges of caring for a child with a critical illness. The Raiders roster for the game was announced this week with Josh Jacobs serving as the team captain, while Jonathan Abram, Max Crosby, Darren Waller, Alex Leatherwood, Denzel Perryman, AJ Cole, Jayon Brown, and Foster Moreau fill out the rest of the roster. The Celebrity Home Run Derby will begin at 6:30 p.m. on the 18th, with the actual game to follow at 7:30, and a fireworks show scheduled for 9 p.m., all at the Las Vegas ballpark. Tickets are currently available on Ticketmaster.com and range from $35 to $100. Part of the reason why there's been so much excitement about the Las Vegas Raiders acquiring Devontae Adams is that he and Darren Waller can form one of the most dangerous wide receiver and tight end combinations in the entire NFL. Well, Pro Football Focus's Kambui Bomani recently ranked the league's top offensive and defensive duos, including the Silver and Black's pass-catching combo. Injuries marred Waller's 2021 season en route to his lowest offensive grade in 4 years, 69.7, Bomani wrote. When he's healthy, Waller is one of the league's most talented receiving weapons, boasting the third-best tight end WAR figure since 2019, 1.19. Meanwhile, new teammate Devontae Adams owns the top WAR mark among wide receivers since 2017, 2.73, and seems destined to continue his greatness alongside quarterback Derek Carr, who he played with at Fresno State. expect Adams and Waller to emerge as one of the premier wide receiver tight end duos this upcoming season. Adams and Waller weren't the only pair of Raiders to make the cut, as Max Crosby and Chandler Jones were named as a top defensive duo as well. Last year, the ultimate breakout campaign for Crosby. He led the league in total pressures, 108, hurries, 77, and hits, 20, during the 2021, on his way to the PFF Edge Rusher War title. His newest partner in crime will be Chandler Jones, who puts together the second highest pass rushing grade of his career last year, 87.7. The duo should continue the Raiders' pass rushing renaissance under new head coach Josh McDaniels. The Raiders were the only team to have top five duos for both offense and defense, so it's safe to say there are some high expectations in the desert this season. Speaking of how the Raiders rank against the league, Las Vegas is up there as far as handing out big contracts. The Los Angeles Rams famously quote-unquote bought their recent Super Bowl trophy by paying a premium for several players, and they are now the only team in the NFL to have three players make $25 million or more per year in Matthew Stafford, Aaron Donald, and Cooper Kupp. But the Raiders aren't far behind them, as them and the Browns are the only two teams with two such players. With Derek Carr's contract extension and Devontae Adams' new deal, the Silver and Black are certainly spending money, especially since that list doesn't include Max Crosby and Chandler Jones. This isn't a bad thing by any means, as the Raiders clearly have some good players on the roster, and Mark Davis is clearly willing to open up his checkbook. Now let's just hope they end their season how the Rams did. I don't believe I covered this last week, but former Raiders defensive tackle Warren Sapp weighed in on Colin Kaepernick's workout in Vegas and had this to say. I heard it was a disaster. I heard it was one of the worst workouts ever. I'm wondering how this happened and the tape didn't get out. Sapp also said that he doesn't think Kapp will be making an NFL comeback, and it's worth bringing up that Josh McDaniels stayed pretty neutral when commenting about the quarterback's workout when asked about it. Kaepernick's agent recently fired back at Sapp in a text to Pro Football Talk and said, I guess Warren didn't talk to the general manager or the head coach. I spoke to the GM, Dave Ziegler, several times and he said that they all thought Kapp was in great shape and threw the ball really well and encouraged any team to call him about the workout and he would tell them the same. I'm surprised Warren would say that, because it's not true, and you would think he would want Kapp on the team. We may never know who's right in this argument, but the Raiders have not signed Kaepernick, and his workout was over a month ago. About a year ago, the city of Oakland's antitrust action lawsuit against the Raiders was dismissed by a federal judge. However, on Thursday, news broke that the city is now asking the Supreme Court to take up the case. Per the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the Raiders and the NFL have submitted paperwork to defend the judge's decision in response. If the court does decide to pick up the case, which is likely per Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, Oakland could be in line for $790 million, as that's what the city of St. Louis got from the Rams in a similar case. However, Florio also said that there isn't enough information available publicly to know how likely the court will be to rule in Oakland's favor. As always, I'll update you guys as more news comes in. A couple minor notes before we wrap up here. Betway recently conducted a study on the biggest fan base growth in the NFL over the last year, and of course, the Bengals and the Rams had the highest rates of growth as the two teams who played in the Super Bowl. However, the Raiders fared well too, growing by about 13%, which was the 11th highest in the NFL, so Raider Nation has been growing strong for a while and is still attracting new members. I'm sure the move to Las Vegas has something to do with that. On a league note, there will be no supplemental draft in 2022 per NFL Network's Tom Pelissero. Pelissero also tweeted that under the new CBA, the NFL gets to choose whether or not to hold one for the prospects whose eligibility has changed, and obviously, they decided against that this year. Alright, no questions this week. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, I'll keep it shorter, let you guys get into your 4th of July weekends a little bit earlier. But as always, make sure to follow Silver and Black Pride, follow me on Twitter, at mholder95, rate, review, subscribe, and download wherever you listen to podcasts. Appreciate you guys listening. Hope everyone has a great 4th and has a great weekend. Until next time.